This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Commission for Investigation of Abuse of Authority files corruption cases against 175 individuals, including former Deputy Prime Minister, in connection with Lalita Niwas land scam. House Committee directs government to expedite the construction work of Karnali Corridor. And U.S. President Donald Trump cleared in his impeachment trial, ending a congressional bid to oust him from the presidential office. Now the news in detail. The Commission for Investigation of Abuse of Authority has filed corruption cases against 175 people, including former Deputy Prime Minister Bijay Kumar Gachedar at the Special Court in Kathmandu in connection with the Lalita Niwas land scam. The case filed by the anti-graft body hooks 3 former ministers, 6 senior bureaucrats, officials, among other high-profile office bearers. The Commission has alleged the then Deputy Prime Minister Bijay Kumar Gachedar, the then Land Management Ministers Dombar Shrestha, Chiranjeev Chabiraj Panta and Chandra Dev Joshi, the then Government Secretary and former Chief Commissioner of the Commission of Investigation of Abuse of Authority, Deep Basnet, and the then Secretary Dinesh Hari Adhikari, to have transferred the government land in a person's name by abusing their power. Likewise, the then Director Generals of Land Management Department, Mukunda Acharya and Rudra Kumar Shrestha, Director Pushpa Raj Upadhyay, the then Chiefs of Land Revenue Office, Dili Bajar, Kaladhar Deuja, Pramum Bahadur Khapung and Tikaram Khimire have also been indicted in the case. The Commission also accused the then Land Revenue Officers at Dili Bajar Office, Surendra Man Kapali and Parshuram Pokhrel, the then Land Survey Officer Kamal Ghimire, of being an accomplice in the case. The case also makes Rukma Samser Janga Bahadur Rana, Hatak Samser Janga Bahadur Rana, Madhavi Suvedi, Uma Kumari Thakal, Meen Bahadur Gurung, Ram Kumar Suvedi and Soba Kanta Thakal as defendants. Minister for Information and Communication Technology Gokul Prasad Baskota has directed the Nepal Telecoms Management and Employee Administration to concentrate on the service quality improvement along with access expansion. In his address to a program organized on the occasion of the 16th anniversary of Nepal Telecom at its central office yesterday, the minister called on the company to accept the competition and new challenges ahead and dedicate to people's service. He expressed his happiness over the expansion of 4G services across the country. Meanwhile, company's managing director Diliram Adhikari informed that the 4G services had been recently extended to all 77 districts in the country and works were going on to build the information technology IT mega route. Adhikari also informed that the company was taking a leading role in the communications sector for the nation building. The Development and Technology Committee under the House of Representatives has directed the government to timely complete the under-construction Karnali Corridor. The Parliamentary Committee's meeting yesterday directed the stakeholders to expedite the work after taking stock of the project progress from the Ministry of Infrastructure and Transport, Defence Ministry and the Nepal Army. The committee members stressed the need for early completion of the project linking the district headquarters of Humla Simikot to road network. The committee's chairperson Kalyani Kumari Kharka accused the Department of Roads for lacking a substantial study before starting the project. Communist Party Chair Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has said the Millennium Challenge Corporation Pact would be endorsed by the Parliament only after studying the report furnished by the task force formed by the party. Addressing a press meet organized by Press Association in Pokhara yesterday, Chairman Prachanda assured that the party would decide about the MCC Pact only after reading the report of the task force. Minister of Finance Dr. Yuvaraj Kathiyora has said that the mass media was not sufficiently publicizing the government's good works, laying the foundation stone of a building of the Thrivan University Central Department of Journalism and Mass Communication at Balkhu yesterday. He said the media played an important role in making the citizens aware and well-informed, and it was necessary to publicize the good works done by the government. The finance minister stressed on the need of practicing journalism based on moral and social virtues and of incorporating the moral norms and values in the curriculum. The government has decided to prioritize the construction of much-awaited Nizhgod International Airport. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Yogesh Kumar Bhattrai said the proposed airport based in Bara district would come into commercial operation within the next 5 years. Speaking at a press meet organized by the Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal CAN at its headquarters to share progress updates in regard to the physical infrastructure, the minister said the project was in the top priority list of the government. Minister Bhattrai said the construction works would start once the government made its criteria clear. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Yogesh Kumar Bhattrai has said that the government has been working by maintaining coordination with all the stakeholders for making the Visit Nepal Year campaign successful. Speaking in the meeting of the International Relations Committee of the House of Representatives yesterday, Minister Bhattrai said homework had been carried out to spread encouraging message in the international level for promoting Nepal's tourism. Similarly, committee's member and former Prime Minister Madhav Kumar Nepal described tourism as the backbone for the country's economic development and suggested the government to prepare programs for promotion of tourism. Likewise, committee member and Nepali Congress leader Prakash Man Singh said the condition of roads, the broken sewer and potholes at Tamil had raised a question mark over the preparations for the Visit Nepal Year. You're listening to Radio Nepal TTM News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् भाउजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *1415# डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM News Bulletin. On to more news now. Senior journalist and former news presenter of Radio Nepal and former general manager of Nepal Television, Durganath Sharma, passed away yesterday at the age of 72. Radio Nepal has extended deep condolences on his demise. He was suffering from heart and kidney disease and died while undergoing treatment at Manmohan Cardiothoracic Vascular and Transplant Center of Thrivan University Teaching Hospital at Maharajganj. One of the founders of Nepal Television, Sharma was a news presenter. He also served as the deputy general manager and the general manager at Nepal Television. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. U.S. President Donald Trump has been cleared in his impeachment trial, ending a congressional bid to oust him from the office that bitterly divided the United States. The Senate, run by President's fellow Republicans, voted to acquit him 52-48 on charges of abuse of power and 53-47 on obstruction of Congress. Democrats charged Trump in December with pressuring Ukraine to smear a potential White House rival. In November, Trump will be the first impeached president to go for the election. In its historic vote on Wednesday, the Senate decided not to remove America's 45th president from the office on charges arising from his dealings with Ukraine. The death toll from the coronavirus outbreak in mainland China rose to 563 yesterday as the government rushed to build new hospitals and other countries moved to evacuate citizens and warned against all travel to China. China's National Health Commission said a total of 73 people died from the virus over the 24 hours yesterday. Most of the deaths were in Hubei, the province surrounding Wuhan, but there were three deaths elsewhere in Tianjin, and Heilongjiang in the northeast and Guizhou in the southwest. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be mainly fair throughout the country, but chances of becoming partly to generally cloudy in the eastern and central regions and in the western hilly region towards afternoon. Isolated brief rain is likely to occur at one or two places of the eastern and western hilly regions. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 17.4 degrees Celsius and minimum of 4 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping the headlines once again. Commission for Investigation of Abuse of Authority files corruption cases against 175 individuals, including former Deputy Prime Minister, in connection with Lalita Niwas land scam. House Committee directs government to expedite the construction work of Karnali Corridor. And U.S. President Donald Trump cleared in his impeachment trial, ending a congressional bid to oust him from the presidential office. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.